This is Jay Sekulow. We're going to give you an update on Israel and some developments in key cases at the American Center for Law and Justice.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to be talking about our upcoming trip to Israel. We are really, really excited about this. We've got some great developments even today with some of the plans that we've got. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to spend 10 days in Israel to really get a sense of what's going on. By the way, our television broadcasts this weekend are going to have our Israel 60th anniversary special that was shot at Two Rivers Baptist Church. Our great friend Dr. Jerry Sutton is the pastor of that great church, and they did an official event for the State of Israel. A lot of Israeli delegates are there and members of their parliament. It was a truly amazing time. That will be seen on all of our television broadcasts this weekend, so you're going to want to tune in for that. Also, I want to give you a quick update. There is a lot going on at the ACLJ. We've got lawyers taking on Planned Parenthood at the Kansas Supreme Court. That case is going to be heard in June. We had a major victory for the Veterans Administration where the VA had eliminated basically a Christian bookstore from operating at the VA hospitals. By the way, that was done. The complaint in that case was brought by the Freedom From Religion group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Jordan, you're a resident expert on that. They are a group that's very aggressive. Here they wanted the VA hospital to remove the Christian bookstore. We ended up winning it, but not surprised that it was the Freedom From Religion Foundation that would do this.
And everyone knows about these inspirational bookstores that are right in the front of many hospitals across the country. Here the question was, because it was a VA government hospital, could that bookstore be there? It was renting space just like everybody else, paid their money. But before they got moved in, they got shut down. They had not really even opened their doors yet, and Freedom From Religion Foundation targeted this hospital, which happens to be where they're located in Madison, Wisconsin, very liberal area. And the hospital agreed. They shut them down. We acted on it quickly, and that bookstore is opening now.
Yeah, it is. And so great news there. We also have posted on the website our proclamation of solidarity for the State of Israel. I'm going to take this with me, by the way, and we're going to have these delivered to Israeli government officials. So we want to encourage you to do that when we go to Israel. Now, we've got a lot of calls coming in. We also have got calls from people that have been on the trip with us that just had an incredible experience. Let's go right to the phones.
Phyllis is calling from California on line 2. Phyllis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Jay. I'm so emotional. The trip was so wonderful, and even talking about it now makes me emotional. The raising of the American and Jewish flag on the boat on the Sea of Galilee was just, that was really emotional. And meeting with the military, I love getting up at 3 a.m. and going for it to witness the live fire maneuvers.
Yeah, it was a great trip. And let me tell you, Phyllis, the live maneuvers, it was early in the morning. I think we had to be there at 4:30, and we left and went to the Golan Heights where it was a live active military exercise. We're looking forward to doing those same kind of things again.
And that was only one day that was up that early, just for everybody listening.
Right.
That was only one day that we had, and you didn't have to go. If you needed the sleep, you could get the sleep, but it was a great thing, and it's definitely worth seeing. And you could sleep on the bus right out that morning.
A lot of people did, but I'll tell you, when you see live military maneuvers by the Israeli Defense Forces, and then you're addressed by the Israeli Defense Forces, it really is quite an event. Here's what we're doing this week on the program. We want to encourage you to join me in Israel on June 18th. There's going to be about, it looks like right now, a couple hundred people going. It'll be some of our students from Regent University Law School. We want you to get information on the tour or book it today, because this is probably the last week we're going to be able to really push this, because obviously airfares are going up, as are the gas and fuel prices, so the surtaxes are going to be higher. So we want you to book right away.
Here's what you need to do. Write this number down if you can't call it today. 1-800-662-5406. You need to call this number by the end of this week. Let me tell you why, folks. After yesterday's program, we filled up. Hundreds of people called to get more information about the trip. So I'm telling you, when we said yesterday on the broadcast that this was the end, this is the end. So if you want to come with us to Israel, you're interested in that, you need to call this week, 1-800-662-5406. Go to aclj.org. You can see the entire schedule online.
We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
It's a very special time in Israel. The nation is marking a milestone, its 60th anniversary. The celebration comes at a critical time, though, as Israel continues to defend itself against terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, while keeping a watchful eye on the ever-increasing threat from Iran. As Israel celebrates its 60th anniversary, the American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government. America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. The ACLJ knows that the time to support Israel is now. Sign on to the ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo will personally deliver this Proclamation for Solidarity to Israeli officials. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org. It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today.
This is my right.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls, but also we want to encourage you to make a call, and that is I want you to join me in Israel. I'm going to be leading this tour. We're going to be joined, by the way, with on portion of this tour with the former Attorney General of the United States, John Ashcroft. I've already got a number of Israeli government officials meeting with us. We're going to be meeting with the Israeli Defense Forces, having lunch with them near the border of Lebanon. We're going to be discussing the situation with Lebanon with the current Lieutenant Colonel that handles that region of the Israeli Defense Forces right on the border of Lebanon. I mean, it's going to be an unbelievable trip. The access we've been given is truly amazing. Just got confirmed that the former ambassador from Israel to the United States, Danny Aylon, will be our guest in Jerusalem. So, that, folks, this is going to be an incredible trip. Can you imagine touring Israel with John Ashcroft and the former ambassador from Israel, Danny Aylon? I mean, this is going to be an incredible, incredible experience. I want to encourage you to call this number, as Jordan just mentioned, before the break. Right now, this is the last week when really we'll promote heavily for this. It's a small group. We don't take thousands. That's not the way. We want this to be an intimate, personal trip and experience for you. We're going to go to all the key biblical sites. My brother Scott, who's a Messianic rabbi, is going to be doing the Bible teaching along the way. You're going to want to go to this. 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. We say the best way to stand with Israel is to stand in Israel.
Let's go right back to the phones. Judith's calling from Maryland on line 3. Judith, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live.
Hi, Judith.
I thoroughly enjoyed going to Israel with you in June. What really impressed me was going along the Galilee. It was beautiful, but I was very impressed going to the Golan Heights and watching the exercises and noticing the vulnerability that Israel is so close to Syria. It was scary. And the speakers, oh my goodness.
Yeah, the speakers, by the way, I'm glad you mentioned that. We are going to go up to the Golan Heights, too, because that gives you an idea of how close everything really is. The speakers are incredible, because what you're talking about, Phyllis, is at the University of Haifa, we had that presentation by speakers. By the way, the head of our National Securities Law Program here at Regent University, Skip Ash, who was in charge of the Middle East desk at the Pentagon for a number of the military officials, is going to be with us as well. So I am putting together the best team possible to go to Israel. I mean, it's an incredible, incredible trip that we have planned. Again, if you want to get information, if you want to go ahead and book your trip today, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. And Jordan, what Judith just mentioned, and that was this whole, the discussion with the faculties and the military experts, that really does set this tour apart.
It does, and it helps you understand what you're doing along the way in the tour. There's a lot to see in Israel, and it can be overwhelming. So we've put forth academics, tour guides, people who really know, military leaders, government leaders, political leaders. So you put everything into context. We've got our religious teachers there for when we're at the holy sites to understand that context. When we're on the border of Syria, you've got military that have fought on that battle to understand that context. And along that goes through every place we go and every stop we make. It's not just the tour guide speaking. We bring the experts in from the area, and it teaches you a lot. You will learn a lot from this trip, not just with your own spiritual walk, but also with what's going on in the world. So if you're interested in that kind of information, obviously going to see the holy sites, but as well learning about what's going on politically and militarily in Israel, you need to come. And what a year to do it, the 60th anniversary of Israel. You could be there and be part of that 60th anniversary. So I want you to call this week, because we are running out of time to make sure that we've got the right accommodations here. We know lots of you are interested in coming. This is the week you've got to call. At least call, get the information so you can start to make your final decision. And if you're ready to make that decision, I encourage you, do it today. 1-800-662-5406 is the number you call. 1-800-662-5406.
Let's go right back to our phones. We got a lot of calls coming in.
Shirley's calling from Virginia on line 5. Shirley, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Shirley.
Well, it was definitely a life-changing experience for me. Just to be able to go to the holy sites was an awesome experience. But to go to the Lebanon border and the Syrian border and to experience the military and to see what these people are up against, it was awesome. It was. I have been promoting this ever since I've been back, that people should go and experience this.
Well, Shirley, I appreciate it. It was great having you on the trip. And this year promises to be, this year's the 60th anniversary of the State of Israel. Focusing, we're starting in Jerusalem this year, a little bit different than we did last year. For part of this, you'll be joined by some of our students from Regent University Law School. We've got a great program. Additional information, by the way, some of you that went last year are going to want to return, because we've got more information and more, you know, different kind of things that we're focusing on, which is what you do when you make return trips. And we want to make this an annual event at the American Center for Law and Justice. So I'm going to be leading this tour. My wife, Pam, of course, will be there. Jordan's going to be there. Logan's going to be there. It's going to be a really great trip. So the Sekulow family's going. This is not something we want to miss, and we want to encourage you to join with me. Again, small group. We're talking about a couple hundred people with our students. So we keep it small for a reason. We want to make sure everybody has a great experience. We've got great accommodations. We should talk a little bit about the accommodations. The accommodations in Jerusalem and in Haifa are great. They really, really laid out. And Jordan, why don't you give a kind of a quick overview of where we're going to be going, how it's going to be happening.
Yeah, that's right. You can get this overview at aclj.org. Of course, we'll start flying over. That'll take a day. Then we'll be in Jerusalem on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 6 days in Jerusalem. Then we'll be in Haifa for the remaining of the trip. But while you're in these two cities at two different hotels, we've got different packages to talk about. So I encourage you, you can check out aclj.org. If you have a chance before you call, I encourage you to do that, because it gives you the pricing information with tickets, what it will cost, and what levels of hotels. You can look the hotels up online if you want to see pictures of the different hotels that we'll be in. But I encourage you, folks, look at how packed in the schedule is. I mean, the day you get there, of course, you'll have some time to get adjusted to the time and jet lag and things like that. But you'll get a tour of the city. You'll have a dinner. And then day three, everything really goes into effect, because you've been there for a day. You've done your traveling. And it's going to be an incredible trip. We start with holy sites. Then we'll go to Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum, which has been recently redone there in Israel. It's a pretty incredible experience. And then to continue on. So each day, it's kind of melded in together. There's some of the holy sites, and there's also some of the political and military sites, which is really what sets this tour apart from all others. Many of the tours that are going to Israel really focus 100% on the holy sites. And while we cover almost every one of those holy sites, we let you sit down and eat lunch with the soldiers. We saw the live fire. We meet with political leaders and military leaders so that you understand not just Israel's history in the Bible, but Israel's place in the country, in the world today.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this is going to be a great trip. We spend the day at the Sea of Galilee. It's one of the callers mentioned previously, you're going to go out on the boat. It's just an incredible schedule we put together. So you call our tour information number right now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Folks, we're leaving in about a month from now, June 18th. So we're going to encourage you to join us in Israel for the trip of a lifetime.
Let's go back to the phones. Pat is calling from Kansas on line 1. Pat, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Pat.
Yes, I was just calling to say that I was one of the very blessed and fortunate ones to be on that trip to Israel last June. And it, I tell you what, it was life-changing. And I would recommend any person to go. It really changed my, just changed me totally, because it just made the Bible come alive to me and all these sites that we were allowed to see and visit. And unlike some of the others, I in no time felt threatened or endangered by, you know, by terrorists or anything. So
well, we want to, you know, the idea here, of course, is to keep it in a situation where we've got security. They make sure we're going to the right areas. We've had no problems in the past. We don't anticipate any problems now. In fact, in Jerusalem and Haifa right now, things are very, very quiet, very stable. Interestingly, Pat, and you'll remember this, we had the opportunity to go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem for a private tour and then a meeting with the Greek Orthodox Patriarch for the entire Jerusalem, and he's got part of Jordan. I mean, he's a very, very influential patriarch. It's Theophilus. He gave a private, not only a private tour, but we then had the privilege of actually seeing him in the grand throne room of the Patriarch's palace, what they call it. It's basically the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. It was an incredible experience. I mean, to see the history of this. So this is what we're offering. This is the kind of trip. This is what sets it apart, as Jordan was saying. This is, there's a lot of different trips to Israel. This one's very unique in that regard, in the way that we do it and the kind of things we see.
That's right. No other trip you're going to be at a university setting hearing from the leading professors. I mean, professors who are at Harvard right now, who are Israeli professors, speaking to you about what's going on and the land issues and the military issues and the peace issues. We bring that right to you. So you learn so much from this trip. Of course, it's all enjoyable. We don't sit you there for 5 or 6 hours at a time, but they're quick learning experiences so that you put everything in context, so when you leave Israel, you understand what you saw and you can tell people what you saw, not just about the holy sites where we do all of that as well, but those political and military sites, government sites, the important borders. You will understand all of this, so when you turn on the news when you get home and they start talking about the West Bank or Gaza or the northern border with Lebanon or Syria and the Golan Heights, you're going to know exactly where that is on a map, and you're going to be able to talk about it and know precise details.
Well, here's what we want you to do, folks. As we get ready to take a break, you go to your phones. We want you to join us in Israel June 18th. It's going to be an incredible trip. Here's the phone number. Call right now. Tour information. You can also book your tour through this number. We make it really easy for you. 1-800-662-5406. Let me give you that number again. This is to get information or to go ahead and book your tour to Israel. 1-800-662-5406. The full itinerary available at aclj.org. But you call that tour information number right now. 1-800-662-5406. See us in the Holy Land. We'll be back with your calls in a moment.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406, or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. It's a very special time in Israel. The nation is marking a milestone, its 60th anniversary. The celebration comes at a critical time, though, as Israel continues to defend itself against terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, while keeping a watchful eye on the ever-increasing threat from Iran. As Israel celebrates its 60th anniversary, the American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government. America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. The ACLJ knows that the time to support Israel is now. Sign on to the ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will personally deliver this Proclamation for Solidarity to Israeli officials. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. President's on his way to Israel. We are on our way, too. We're going about a month from now. And I want you to join me in the Holy Land. It's going to be really a trip of a lifetime. You're hearing from some of the people that have been on our trips before, others that want to go. We want you to be part of the team going with us to Israel. Here's the number. The tour information number is 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Also, aclj.org, full itinerary there. Let me encourage you, this weekend on television, we're running a special. This is the program that we shot for the 60th anniversary celebration for the State of Israel. We aired it about a month and a half ago, but we decided to re-air it again this weekend because we're getting this is the last push for the trip, so we want to encourage you to go. But that'll give you a sense of what this trip is going to be like. So we encourage you to go to aclj.org to get information, or watch us on television this weekend, or call our tour information number right now at 1-800-662-5406.
Franca is calling from California, online 12. Franca, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Franca.
Hi, Jay. It was amazing. We were impressed with the amazing, abundance, beautiful food. The friendly people, a trip. I'll be happy that I went, and I am a new person.
Well, you know, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I'm glad it does. Going to Israel, I say when you've gone to Israel, you're never the same. You'll never be the same. The best way to stand with Israel is to stand in Israel, and when you do that, you will never come back the same. Now, you mentioned the food. We stay at great hotels. It's the Grand Court in Jerusalem and the Dan Panorama in Haifa. By the way, reason we keep you just to two hotels is we go out from there to all the different sites, but we don't move hotels every 2 days. Some tours do that. We don't. We want to keep you in the two main really great hotels, and we go out and we see the same areas that the others do, but we don't change hotels as much. We found it a lot easier, and you get a lot more touring done.
You save a lot of time and the hassle of packing everything and repacking everything. I mean, Israel and the area that we'll be in Israel is all within a couple hours away of each other by bus at most. I mean, that's the longest drive
right.
You're going to make. That's really the drive from when you go from Jerusalem to Haifa. And from there, it's 30-minute drives. So there's no reason to sit there and have to repack and pack. And plus, both of these cities that we're based in are really neat cities themselves, have lots of shopping and things you can do right around your hotel. So it's a great experience. Let's go back to the phones. So many calls coming in about this. Jackie calling from Michigan online 4. Jackie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jackie.
It's hard to find even one word to describe that trip. I mean, just incredibly awesome. Everything that we did, from walking the Della Rosa, and one thing, too, is that CD that they played about Jerusalem as we entered Jerusalem. There was not a dry eye, and everyone was singing as we entered.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the great things you do when the bus pulls up to Jerusalem. It's called Going Up to Jerusalem. And then you see the City of David. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And the archaeological finds, even since we've been there last year, have significantly changed. We're looking at adding Hezekiah's Tunnel to the trip this year, some different sites that we didn't take in last year. So it does give you a sense. Jerusalem, we're starting in Jerusalem. Last year, remember, we started, Jackie, when you went, we started in Haifa. This year, we're starting in Jerusalem. But there is so much to see, and we add to it the geopolitical situation, the military sites. It's really an unbelievable, unprecedented experience.
It is, folks. You are going to see so many different things here. I encourage you, and let me make this clear. The reason we're doing these shows this week is because we are really at that point where you've got to make a decision. We can't promise you that after this week, we're going to have spots left on the trip or we're going to be able to book your trip. We've been talking about it a lot over the year. This is the decision time. I know many of you have been thinking about it. You've been praying about it. You've been looking at the information online. Here's what you need to do. You go to aclj.org. You can look at the full schedule. If you've already done that and you're ready to get more information or ready to book your trip, write this number down, 1-800-662-5406. With this one number, you can call and book the entire trip in just one call. 1-800-662-5406. We want to see you in Israel there this summer with us, but we got to encourage you this week to call this number and get your trip booked.
Yeah, we're trying to get you in before the gas price. Look, the gas prices are going up, which means airfare is going to go up, so we're trying to lock this all in for you and keep it as reasonable as we can. And that's a first-class trip. I mean, we stay at two great hotels. It includes, by the way, when you get the pricing, it includes your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we make this, you don't come out of pocket once you're there. I mean, it's an incredible trip. And the meals we have, as you just heard, are unbelievable. But let me tell you this, folks. We go to places you just don't go to on regular tours. And this is this is why we do this. You're going to come back as ambassadors for Israel by the time this is done, besides the fact that you're going to have the former Attorney General of the United States, John Ashcroft, with us, the former U.S. Ambassador from Israel to the United States, Danny Aiello, a number of military experts, leading academics around the world. I mean, you're talking about an incredible trip and an incredible sight you're going to see. So let me encourage you, go to your phones right now. If you want information about the tour, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 or ACLJ.org.
Judy's calling from Colorado. Judy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Judy.
I just wanted to let you know I've been to the Holy Land. First chance I got, I got a little bit of money, and I thought I've always wanted to do it. So I did it, and I took a couple of my kids and my granddaughter, and it was so meaningful. Words can't explain it. You can't explain it.
You know, a lot of people say that, and Israel has this theme that they've utilized the last few years that once you come back from Israel, you'll never be the same. And a friend of mine who just went and came back said the same thing. He said he'd never been before he came. He went. We took them last year, and they said they never could. You can't. The Bible not only becomes alive when you walk the streets where Jesus walked, and you see where Pilate was, and you go to the Garden of Gethsemane. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then to top it off, you're dealing with the geopolitical situations. I mean, this is a tour. This is an education in and of itself. So the opportunities you've got are great. The opportunity to see and meet with the Israeli people and the leadership of Israel, including the highest levels of government. This is really an incredible trip. I know the Consul General, Rami Levy, is going to be with us. I mean, these are the top Israeli government officials that we're talking about, and I am really excited and encouraged. Again, if you want to get information about the tour or ready to book it, I encourage you to do it right now. Call this number, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. And as Jordan said, there's a full itinerary at ACLJ.org.
Dennis is calling from Tennessee on line 6. Dennis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dennis.
I've been to Israel 3 times. I was also in our military, so I understand that part of it. But I was over there last summer, same time you were, Jay, and if you could only take one trip in life, I would go to Israel. And the reason why is it makes your Bible come alive. If you go to the Garden of Gethsemane, where our Lord Jesus, the night before he was crucified, was in deep, deep prayer. If you go to that, it's a very small place, and there's about 5 or 6 trees there that are over 3,000 years old, olive trees. I'm not saying that our Lord Jesus prayed under or touched one of those trees. I just know about the 15 trees that are there, those 5 or 6 were there. And when he was praying the night before he was crucified.
You know what's so interesting about that is when you mention the Garden of Gethsemane and it's right outside the Holy Sepulchre gate, I mean, it's all in a very, very close proximity. You're going to see the tightness of Israel. People don't understand that, Jordan, until they've been, how tight everything is because it's a small country. That's why we do 2 hotels. We don't do some groups do 4 hotel changes. We don't do that because we find it much easier to go out for this kind of educational tour.
Well, you have more time to spend actually looking at the sites that we're talking about here, that Dennis was talking about here, because they're all right next to each other. The Garden of Gethsemane, then you go to the Holy Sepulchre, all of these different sites are right around Jerusalem,
apart,
and
right.
Then many of the military sites are up in near Haifa. Of course, the Sea of Galilee is kind of in the middle between both. So, folks, you're going to see all this. I mean, you talk about the Sea of Galilee, we talk about the Garden of Gethsemane, we talk about the Golan Heights, we talk about the Lebanon border, the West Bank and Gaza, all these things. You're going to see in this trip, and it's going to be put together in a way that you're going to understand it. It's going to be explained to you. You're going to get the context of it. So we encourage you, this is the time to make your decision. This is the week that we need you to call that number and make sure to book your trip, because we're running out of time.
Here's what we do, folks. We want to, as we close the broadcast out, you go to your phones right now. Book the trip. Come with me and Jordan and Pam, Logan, or all going to Israel. We want you to go with us. 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 to either get information or to go ahead and book your trip to Israel. Full itinerary on ACLJ.org. We're leaving June 18th. I encourage you to be in Israel with us on a trip of a lifetime. We're thrilled that we're having a great response. We're going to keep this tight, though, as we said. We keep it to just a couple hundred people, some of our students from Regent University. You call this number right now. Book your tour or get additional information. 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 or ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.